USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Eta is heading back out to the Atlantic Ocean after dropping several inches of rain on the Carolinas and Virginia and bringing severe flooding to North Carolina. At least seven deaths have been attributed to this storm, including three people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Flooding has closed roads and washed out bridges, and dozens of people have had to be rescued as floodwaters quickly rose. With coronavirus cases spiking across the country, news that drug maker Pfizer is close to an effective vaccine has been a great relief. But what does that mean for the economy? Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says, not much just yet. At a forum for the European Central Bank, he said it's too soon to know what effect a vaccine truly will have.
And from our standpoint, it's just too soon to assess with any confidence the implications of the news for the path of the economy, especially in the near term. And I would say with the virus now spreading, the next few months could be challenging.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Seven people, including five American soldiers, were killed Thursday in a helicopter crash in Egypt. The helicopter carried members of the multinational force and observers, an international body that monitors the peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. The organization says it's investigating the cause of the crash, but at this point it's believed to have been an accident. As new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in most states, there are fears that hospitals will become overwhelmed by the number of COVID patients. Dr. Deborah Birx says taking the necessary steps to help stop the spread would do a lot for frontline doctors and nurses. The coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told News Nation Now that slowing the spread of the virus would keep hospitals available for all patients.
We want those hospitals available not only for the individuals with COVID, but for your child if your child develops appendicitis or for your father when he develops a heart attack. And so this is not just about COVID. This is ensuring that our hospitals stay functional.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If former Vice President Joe Biden is elected, what would some of his policies be? Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump continues to contest the election, but if Joe Biden is sworn into office next January 20th, he would likely issue a flood of executive orders on abortion, the climate, and immigration. Biden has also indicated that he would join the Paris Climate Accords and also take us back to the 2016-2015 foreign policy, much of the same that was under former President Barack Obama. H.R. McMaster tells Fox News he believes this would be a huge mistake.
Yeah, it would be a really big mistake, Brett, to try to turn the clock back to 2016 and resurrect the Iran nuclear deal. The Iran nuclear deal was a political disaster masquerading as a diplomatic triumph. It was a fundamentally flawed agreement.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Major League Baseball named its most valuable players Thursday night. Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves took home the National League Award, becoming the first Brave to win the MVP since Chipper Jones in 1999. Freeman hit .341 with 13 homers and 53 RBIs in 60 games after contracting COVID-19 before the beginning of the delayed season. Chicago White Sox slugger Jose Abreu won the award in the American League after leading the majors in RBIs and helping the White Sox to their first playoff berth since 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.